Good morning, and welcome to the broadcast of the First Christian Church of Pittsfield. The First Christian Church of Pittsfield is committed to reach, teach, and empower people with the life-changing message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The First Christian Church is located at 225 North Memorial Street in Pittsfield. Our phone number is area code 217-285-4129. Our service times are Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m. in the sanctuary, and also a modern worship service, the Sunday Morning Oasis, at 9:15 in the Crossroads Gymnasium. Every Sunday morning, there is Sunday school offered for all ages at 9:15 and a Sunday school class for adults in a high school small group at 8 a.m. For more information or service times, you can visit our website at www.fccpittsfield.org or just simply contact the church office. Thank you for joining us this morning, and may God bless you.
And during the next few minutes, I want to share some songs that have been important to me. Some of them, I think probably all of them you know. But in sharing them, I want to share some of the background and the history. Music is very important. If you please put the first slide up. We had the scripture text today from Colossians. Paul kind of talks about some cool things here. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you are called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom. And I love this last part. Singing psalms and hymns and spiritual psalms with thankfulness in your heart to God. So we are given this instruction that we're supposed to be singing these songs and hymns and spiritual songs in our hearts. We're supposed to be singing them to God. We're supposed to make a joyful noise. Now, I will tell you, the scripture says make a joyful noise. It didn't say it had to be perfect, operatic, or anything. It doesn't even have to be on pitch. He said, and I love it, said make a joyful noise. Can you make noise? Yeah, you can. Good, good. I love this. Sometimes I will drive in my car, especially in Springfield. I've been having an awful lot of physical therapy for my whiplash recovery, and I pull up there on Wabash Avenue, and inevitably someone will pull up next to me in the morning, and they're getting their morning drive on. They're going, and so I'll sit there, and I'll pull my phone out, and I'll put my phone like this, and I'll just kind of sit there and look at them like this. And then they'll stop and they'll look over and we'll make eye contact. I love doing that to people. I'm probably going to get a ticket. They're going to think I'm like taking pictures or something. But it's hilarious. And I love to catch people when they don't know that they're being watched. It's cool. So there's something about the human condition that I think God made it that way. I think He made us with this desire. And sometimes we get inhibited by people around us. So. But the author of the first hymn that I'm going to talk to you about, the first song I'm going to talk to you about today, was a rough guy too. In fact, his father died early in his life, and his mom sent him to London to learn to be a barber. Not a Chuck barber, but a physical barber. And he washed out of barber school. How do you wash out of barber school? I don't know. But he joined a gang, and he became a real delinquent, and was in trouble and was drinking all the time and vandalizing. And so they decided one night, him and this gang decided, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go to a revival. It said he had a voice like a foghorn and a violin. What kind of voice is that? It said his voice sounded like a part foghorn and part violin. I can't quite picture that in my mind to see what that sounds like. But this guy was preaching, and as this group of kids came in with the purpose of making fun of the preacher and making fun of the people who were there. So they planned on just hazing him, just kind of being there, poking fun at him. And I guess the preacher turned and quoted in Matthew, Chapter 3:7, where he talked about Jesus confronting the Pharisees, and he called them a brood of vipers, and he said, talked about the impending doom and the judgment and the wrath of God that was coming upon them. Well, I guess this really hit home with our first songwriter, because he left that place in tears, feeling that the message was just for him. Ever had that where you go to church and you're like, wow, this guy didn't respond. Immediately, 3 years went by, and he felt the conviction of God. He felt that he was so messed up that no one could ever excuse the mistakes that he made and the rough life that he was living. And so,
oh, to grace, how great a debtor, daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy grace, Lord, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee.
We don't talk like that anymore, do we?
He goes, prone to wander, the Lord, I feel it. I'm prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above.
I think about that songwriter, and I think about the times in my life when I was running away from God and just not even interested in thinking about God. And yet, this guy who was a failure at barber school came to this place in his life.
Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of God's unchanging love.
And here's what a modern songwriter added this chorus to this song.
Oh, come thou fount, come thou king, come thou precious prince of peace. Oh, hear your bride, to you we sing. Come thou fount of all blessing. Oh, come thou fount, come thou king, come thou precious prince of peace. Oh, hear your bride, to you we sing. Oh, hear your bride, to you we sing. Oh, hear your bride, to you we sing. Come thou fount of all blessing.
You know, from a guy whose life was going nowhere, who is interested in just poking fun at God and ridiculing him, now we find out that we are the bride of Christ. Here's why I really like about this song. Because the bride of Christ is made up of imperfect people that have been made right by the blood of Jesus. Any of those imperfect people in the room here today? Amen. Well, I like that. This next one here is, I think, maybe the most familiar hymn ever. How many of you, when you were kids, ever learned Bible verses through songs? Anybody ever have that? Because we always learned,
seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Anybody know that one? Come on, sing it.
And all these things shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia.
And he keeps going, man does not live by bread. So you learn Bible verses through songs. And that's a powerful way to do that. And I encourage people to do that. But it doesn't have to be just kind of old ones. I have a friend of mine named Jerry Williams. He came here a couple years ago and preached. You guys remember Jerry? Any of you guys remember Jerry? Well, he took Psalm 3. And if you've ever had a rough time in your life, you know, Jerry's kind of aggressive. And so he writes songs. See if you can think about or identify with these words.
How many are the enemies, how many are the foes that have risen up against me and make war within my soul. They keep calling out my name, saying, you we will overcome.
Think about those words. That's from Psalm 3. You ever felt like that? Like everything in the world, like you're having a bad Sunday and everything kept breaking and falling off? Well, here's what Psalm 3 goes on to say.
And though they are so many, I know not to be afraid. For God who is within me is the one who will sustain me no matter what may come. He is mighty and strong to save. He is the shield round about me, the keeper of my faith, the glory and lifter of my head. He is the one who will save me, my everlasting hope. He's Jesus, the captain of my faith.
basically encourages himself with the Psalms. And that's a powerful thing. So music is important. And this guy, he grew up in that household. But even growing up in a Christian household, those of you who grew up in a Christian home, sometimes you fall away, right? I believe that Scripture says, raise a child in the way that they should go, and when they're old, they'll not depart from it. And this gentleman joined the Navy, and then he deserted the English Navy. Now, that's not a cool thing to do. And they captured him, and when what they do with deserters is they would take them, and they would give them corporal punishment, they would whip them, and then he'd sent them back out to sea. And when he went back out to sea, their ship got into this enormous storm. And I bet he's thinking, I bet this guy, John Newton, he's thinking, goodness gracious, here I was raised, you know, with God in my life, and now all of a sudden I've had this bad part, I've even run away from my responsibilities, I'm a failure, and now I'm stuck at sea. And he cried out to God, and it says in March 9th, 1748, he says that they had fought the storm for 3 days, and he cried out to God. He said, that 10th of March is a day that much remembered by me. I've never suffered it to pass unnoticed since the year 1748. The Lord came from on high and delivered me from out of the deep waters. As a result of that, he gave his life to Christ and actually became a preacher. And he wrote one of the most famous hymns of all time. And would you ready to know the name of the hymn? Because I know you know it. Ready? Faith's Review and Expectation. How many of you know that hymn? No one knows? Yes, you do.
Amazing Grace, how...
The name of that hymn is actually, was written, Faith's Review and Expectation. It was written as a Bible study from 1 Chronicles chapter 17, where King David was talking about, God, who am I that you think so much about me? Come on, you all know it.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
Hey, go back to that slide of him, please. Go back to that slide of him, if you would, please. There we go. It's that Tuesday. Look at these things that he said. Thinking about what he went through. Being a deserter. Being whipped and then taken back. Everything is necessary that God sends our way. Nothing can be necessary that nothing can be necessary that he withholds. When you get to heaven, you will not complain of the way by which the Lord brought you. How about this other one? I'm not the man I ought to be. I'm not the man I wish to be. I'm not the man I hope to be. But by the grace of God, I'm not the man I used to be. Those were the words that stirred in his heart to say things like that.
'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed.
I like the third verse. I really like the third verse, thinking about that storm.
Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home.
And now a new songwriter has added this verse.
My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns. Unending love, amazing grace.
Hey guys, here's why I like this song. If you've ever been a failure in your life, if you've ever had one of those slip-ups, God's grace still sustains you. And God can do wonderful, incredible, and powerful things from your life. You never thought that hymn was written by a deserter of the Navy. Pretty cool, huh? All right, let's go to the next one here. Next one is another story that I find is pretty interesting. Someone's having a good time. Hey. This is one. Have you ever been bored in church? Anybody ever been bored in church? Don't point fingers. Nope, don't point fingers. If you've ever been bored in church, here's the good news. God can do something really, really powerful from you. Because there was, and it's not just dudes who get bored in church, okay? Because back early time in 1865, there was a lady named Elvina Hall. And Elvina Hall fell asleep. Well, she was really struggling, and it says that her pastor, Reverend George Schrick, and this is what it says, was droning in a lengthy sermon and prayer. So I hope I don't drone from time to time, but if I drone, I apologize. It's that foghorn violin voice of mine. She fell asleep in church and was struggling to keep awake. And so she took her hymn book and she began to doodle and began to write. And she began to feel inspired to write some lyrics down. And the lyrics that she wrote were amazing. So much so that they took them, they took the lyrics to the pastor, and she apologized. Look, I was struggling, trying to, you know, stay awake. I think she probably said it a little more tactfully than that. But she went on to give those lyrics to the pastor. The pastor, in turn, took those lyrics and gave them to the church musician, and the church musician put these words to them. If I can make my pages stay
open. I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all.
You guys know this chorus. It goes,
Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had lost a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow.
Listen to this verse. For nothing good I have.
For nothing good I have. I'll wash my garments white in the blood of Calvary's. Oh, Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had lost a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow.
Now the songwriter has added this verse to it, thinking about the grace that we see through Jesus.
Oh, praise the one who did that and raised his life up from the dead. Oh, praise the one who paid my debt and raised his life up from the dead. Oh, praise the one who paid my debt and raised it all. All to him I owe.
Come on, everybody, sing.
Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow.
I had a friend of mine, and you heard this story before, one of my best friends. He's best man at my wedding. And he was diagnosed with blastoglioma, really inoperable brain cancer. And he was a godly man, and he had just lost his wife prior to it to a sudden heart attack. And I went up to encourage him, and I remember he sat there, and I believe I've shared this before, finding out that, you know, all this had happened. He'd lost his job, he'd lost his wife, and now that he had such a rough issue with his diagnosis, he looked to me through tearful eyes. He had a 14-year-old son at the time, and said, "I'm so blessed." And I pulled out my guitar and I played this song for him. And this song is, if you've ever been through a hard time, this is a spiritual song of encouragement, but it's honest. And sometimes that's all we can give God, is our honesty. that sometimes looks ugly and it seems rough. But our Heavenly Father already knows. And so I encourage you to be honest to God. This is how I was with my friend Keith.
If I call, will you come?
Honest lyrics.
When I cry, do you hear? I believe every tear is caught up by a faithful God. So I will cry until you come and cast my cares into your arms. I can't see past this storm, but I'm counting on a faithful God. Faithful God, you hold my life secure. All my days are yours, and I believe my God is still a fire defending. Faithfully. I believe you still heal, and demons still bow. I'm convinced that there is power in trusting in a faithful God. So here's our resolve. So I will praise you up here and set your foot on this shore. I declare every foe is subject to my faithful God. You hold my life secure. All my days are yours, and I believe my God is like a fire defending me faithfully. And I know that you are mine, and yours, and I know your faithfulness, it will endure, it will endure. Faithful God, you hold my life secure. All my days are yours. I believe my God is like a fire defending me faithfully.
Church family, I can't tell you the number of nights, sometimes just dealing with doing life with people, that sometimes I'll just come up to the sanctuary late at night and be faced with a situation, or be working with, you know, some of the situations in our church family's lives or in the community, and hit to the place where I don't know what the answer is. I just don't know what the answer is. But it's okay, because I know who has the answer. And so in those times, I'll just go to the sanctuary and pray. And sometimes my prayers feel like they hit the ceiling and bounce back down. And so I'll just go to the piano and I'll just begin to pray songs like that and just cry out to God. And the cool thing is, I don't always get the answer, but I know that He has heard, and I know it's going to be okay. And sometimes that's where we're at.
I got one more song I want to share with you. And this is cool because a gal named Sevilla Martin was in Leicester, New York. And the interesting thing about this is her husband was working on a hymn book for a seminary. And while she was working on this hymn book for this seminary, she got sick and he had to preach the next day out of town. And so their little boy came up to them and said, "Daddy, don't stay home. It's okay. God will take care of us." And so the husband decided to go ahead and leave town. I don't know if that was a good marital move or not. I don't know that necessarily if you're a sick wife, you just go ahead and go on your business trip. But whatever, he did. And when he got back, Sevilla handed him these lyrics for this song. And he sat down and he began to write this hymn, which is a very, very famous hymn. Here's the next part. How many of you ever heard of James Cash Penny? You ever shopped at J.C. Penny? That's him, James Cash Penny. And here's what happened with Mr. Penny. He was from a long line of Baptist preachers. And anybody remember what happened in 1929? Little event. Stock market crash, beginning of the Great Depression. As a businessman, he lost almost everything. He lost nearly everything. In fact, he was so gripped with anxiety and insomnia that he was hospitalized, and they tried everything. Nothing was worked. Medication didn't work. Nothing that the doctors did worked, and so he was frustrated, and he wrote in his journals, "I was broken, nervously and physically filled with despair, unable to see even a ray of hope. I had nothing to live for. I felt that I hadn't a friend left in the world, and even my family was turning on me." That's a pretty rough place to be, isn't it? And it says that nothing was working, and finally he walked down this chapel. He walked down past the hospital chapel, and he heard these words coming out. "Be not dismayed, whatever betide, God will take care of you. Beneath His wings of love abide, God will take care of you." The words that Sevilla wrote as her son encouraged her, that God will take care of you. And then the chorus got J.C. Penney to the point where he broke down in tears. "God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you." J.C. Penney wrote, "From that day on, I was never plagued with worry." And he later recalled that moment in the chapel as the most dramatic 20 minutes of his entire life. And he went on to be one of the most successful merchants in our country's history at the time. It was a powerful thing. Listen to these words. Verse 3. "All that you need, He will provide. God will take care of you. Nothing you ask will be denied. God will take care of you." Sing the chorus with me. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. Let's all sing that one more time. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. Isn't that a great message? God will take care of us. That's one of the great, yeah.
Church of Pittsfield is committed to reach, teach, and empower people with the life-changing message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The First Christian Church is located at 225 North Memorial Street in Pittsfield. Our phone number is area code 217-285-4129. Our service times are Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m. in the sanctuary, and also a modern worship service, the Sunday Morning Oasis, at 9:15 in the Crossroads Gymnasium. Every Sunday morning, there is Sunday School offered for all ages at 9:15 and a Sunday School class for adults in a high school small group at 8 a.m. For more information or service times, you can visit our website at www.fccpittsfield.org or just simply contact the church office. Thank you for joining us this morning, and may God bless you.